Nolte, far-left New York Times doesn't know what NATO stands for. By John Nolte on April 4, 2026. Those super professional smugs over at the far-left New York Times don't know that NATO stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization. No, these capital J journalists blessed with layers and layers of experienced fact-checkers and seasoned reporters think NATO stands for North American Treaty Organization. Look at this headline. Now, you might think, oh, people make mistakes. These things happen. Let's not make a big deal out of this. But you would be wrong. A few points. First off, the whole idea behind that headline was to be oh so clever. As in, that rube Donald Trump wants to remove America from an organization with America right there in its name. NATO is named after America, and he wants out? What a stoop. The article itself is premised on this bit of cleverness. And in their cleverness, they stepped on a rake. Secondly, yes, we all make mistakes. I make them all the time. But unlike the self-righteous trash over at the New York Times, I don't puff myself up as infallible. I don't pose as superior. I'm not smug about what I do. The Times runs around harumphing down its nose at those of us who dare encroach on its precious journalistic territory or dare question its biases, lies, fake news, and professionalism. Who's ignorant now? Then there's the fact that in a dishonest and malicious effort to further its authoritarian agenda, the Times itself will jump on any misspoken word that comes out of anyone on the political right. Finally, where was everyone's head over there? Other than all swelled up with their own superiority. North America, you dummies? Out of 32 NATO member states, only two are in North America. And the wimpy-ass countries Trump has every right to be angry at are not in North America. What you have here is a toxic case of know-nothingness. How many hands did this go through to become approved as a headline? And the reason this happened is that the Times is staffed with too many people who know nothing about anything other than one, pushing the Democrat Party's talking points as objective news and two, opposing Trump on everything, even his finally doing something about a terrorist country seeking nuclear weapons that every president since Reagan has warned us something needs to be done about. A correction will appear in tomorrow's print edition. The Times promises, and it will read like this, they say. A headline with an article on Friday about President Trump's threats to leave NATO misstated the full name of the body. It is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, not the North American Treaty Organization. The only thing the corporate media are good at is retaining their status among one another.